I just really want to, I just want to help people. I want people to experience the love that I feel from him. So I guess that inspires me. And I just see a lot of broken people out there. And it just, you know, I want to help people find the happiness.
Welcome back, everyone, to Legacy United, a Righteous Project, Inc. production. I'm your host, Billy Wayne, and I have Lisa with us today. She's definitely a very special guest with us, and I want to make sure that we gave her the platform to talk about, you know, everything that she's done and obstacles she's faced, because that's what we do here. That's what we do on the podcast, is talk about, you know, certain situations that got us to where we are today and made us into this person as well. So say hi to the audience.
Hello.
Lisa, tell them hi.
Hello.
And like I said, I appreciate you jumping on. And I know that we've known each other for, you know, a little bit over a year now as well. But I still think that you have such a great story to share with the audience. And I'm going to give the platform to you and take it away. So go ahead and start from the beginning.
All right. My name is Lisa Hardiman. Like you said, I am a mother of five, a grandmother of six. Single mom. I lost my common-law husband 2020 due to some health problems. So it's kind of been a struggle since then, but it, you know, it wasn't a very good relationship. So I struggled for 22 years in that relationship. Okay. So I grew up in Denver, moved here when I was three from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. So went to the, you know, the Denver schools. I was really challenged. I was, you know, I had a lot of attitude growing up, a lot of anger issues. So I ended up getting kicked out of Denver schools at age 12 for fighting and, you know, some other things. So I was sent to Montana, which was like a culture shock from Denver.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, predominantly white. They did have an Air Force base there, which my sister, I went to live with my sister, so she was stationed there. So there was some minorities, okay, but not much. So that was a culture shock. But my brother-in-law was very strict, which was what I needed. And he really got my butt in gear and really taught me, you know, how to deal with authority and not challenge them. Yeah. So I did 4 years over there. And then I came back to Denver at age 17, thinking I was ready, you know, to be good. But unfortunately, when I came back to Denver, the same influences were there. So I ended up getting in trouble, getting kicked out of school, having to go to a psych ward to kind of, you know, they're just like, she can't be normal. Like, what is she doing? And the psych ward just led me to where I'm at today, which, you know, I love doing counseling, because when I was there, the staff just really sucked. And, you know, they just lacked compassion, understanding. And so I was like, man, if I could do that when I get older, you know, I'll be the best counselor. And so now I am currently a counselor and a wellness coach as well. And I just strive to just be the best I can be for, you know, for anybody who needs help. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. But yeah, that's amazing. And I say this a lot, is, you know, there's those certain situations that help determine what you want to do in life.
Yeah.
And from my experience of being a leader, going through certain bosses and certain ones that were great and some that were terrible, kind of taught me, you know, how to do it the right way, and kind of led me into that area. But from your situation, just being in those conditions, I've been experiencing that firsthand, just knowing that there are other people out there that have to do it. And you taking that step to want to help the same people, that's amazing.
Yes.
So looking back on your journey, what's one moment that really tested you, and how did you push through it? You know, like, you ran into a situation that probably just felt like, you know, it's probably the hardest thing I've ever been through, but you still could build yourself up to kind of push and keep going.
Let's see. I've had so many. My life has been so challenging, but let's see.
Yeah.
Probably dealing with, you know, being in an abusive relationship, wanting to end it, and then, you know, not knowing how. And then it was like God handled the situation for me when it was a bad tragedy. But it really, like, being able to deal with that and pick up, and, you know, I had a hard time just raising the kids. You know, I didn't know what to do. But I think that was just the biggest breakthrough, just, you know, because I think for a year I just kind of shut down, and I was just like, I really let my kids down as a mother, because I didn't know, you know, it was just so tragic for all of us. And then for a year I just
Yeah,
was
for
like,
sure.
oh my gosh, what do we do? And then finally having the ability to give it to God and surrender, and you know, having him guide me instead of me trying to guide myself, it's what I
Yeah.
needed. And so I feel like tragedy brings blessings. And you know, it might sound bad, but it, you know, it just really, you know, I feel really blessed now. So
I hear you, and I definitely understand where you're coming from, because until you're separated from a certain situation, you don't really understand how you can, survive beyond that. You're
right.
kind of you're in that situation, and you might think of ways that you want to push yourself away from there, but it's really hard to make that push,
Yes.
or to make that decision to separate yourself from it. And it seems like it was kind of a, lack of a better word, natural occurrence, where you were put in that situation to where you had to endure situation on your own.
Yeah.
And you stated that you failed your kids. There's no handbook that really is a 100% surefire way to deal with those situations.
Right.
Everybody's different, everybody's personality is different, every situation is different. So
Yeah.
You do have to kind of go through that and understand how to navigate. And when you look back on it, you're like, yeah, that was a tough time and I made it through. But during that situation, it's like, oh my God, how can I move forward? And it seems like you just took it one day at a time and, just continued on,
Yeah.
which is amazing. So
Yeah, thank you.
it's tough to share stuff like that.
Yeah.
It is tough to share stuff like that. So
it is.
I appreciate you, talking about it, because, I mean, a lot of people go through it. So,
Yeah.
and I'm sure that they appreciate you kind of sharing that information as well.
I hope so.
Yeah, for sure. So another question for you. What inspires you today? What keeps you going at this time?
At this time, God keeps me going. God inspires me. And I just really want to, help people. I want people to experience the love that I feel from him. So I guess that inspires me. And I just see a lot of broken people out there. And it just, I want to help people find the happiness. So that inspires me, just to help people and bring them up. A lot of people are down and don't want to talk about it, don't even know how to talk about it. And so, yeah.
Well, that's important, because, while we want to feel like everybody or a lot of people out there are there for others, I'm honestly not. There's not,
No.
You look at social media and you see people, they are more, they're quicker to put somebody down than they are to pull them up.
Yes. It's sad.
It's almost, And, it's almost like they wait for somebody's downfall in order to call them out on it.
Yes. Yep.
And that's the sad part. So that's why a lot of people kind of stay within themselves. They don't want to talk about the situation.
Yeah.
You even see posts like, everybody's going through it. Nobody wants to hear your story. And that's a lie.
That's a lie.
There's people out there there's people out there that are there to listen.
Yes.
And that's what people need sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what people need. So
yep.
For you to feel like you have to be out there to help, that goes a long way, because not a lot of people are.
Yeah. Because I still look for help, I need help. So we all need it.
Right. Exactly. And just willing to kind of, find that comfort level into certain situations or certain people.
Yeah.
To confide in. And, that's hard to do.
It's very hard.
I mean, do you trust this person to really, or is it, do you keep to yourself? It's a hard thing to do.
So yeah.
Just having those support systems out there, it goes away. So that leads me into the next topic here. So what I'm really excited about is the release of your new book.
Oh, thank you.
That you got out there. Did you want to? Yeah, for sure. And I appreciate you sending it to me to review.
Yeah.
I send feedback, and it seems like you received it very well. I'm not no expert, but I feel honored that you sent it to me for me to review. I know you sent it to other people as well.
Yeah.
definitely an honor
Thank
to be
you.
able to read it, content like that. Yeah, for sure, before you release it. But yeah, you definitely have it out there. So tell
Yeah.
us a little bit about your book.
Okay, so it's called Don't Let Yourself Lead You to Hell. And basically, it's about our emotions and the seven deadly sins, how our emotions really start with pride. Because when we think about ourselves, every emotion that's negative, it stems from pride. So it's somehow we, you know, it's against ourselves. So we are offended or whatever. So pride can cause us to act in anger. It can cause us to be sad. You know, we just start thinking of ourselves. Hell, hell can be actual hell, or it could just be the hell you create it in your life. Like, you know, the situation you created from, you know, not keeping your emotions intact. It's just kind of describing that, how to get away from yourself and being humble and just, you know, just really kind of explaining how, you know, how we should respond the way God would want and that kind of thing. So I'm really happy about that book. And it was really written for myself. So
nice.
I struggled with every single seven deadly sin. I mean, my emotions are, you know, were just crazy. So it really helped me to understand my emotions. So yeah.
That's amazing. With anybody that purchases your book, what is the ultimate goal? How would you like it to help others?
I would like it to help others by just really helping people understand their emotions, and how, if it's, you know, if your emotion's not joy, it's not coming from a good source, right? So any negative emotion. But I just really want it to really, I don't know, just kind of give people a better understanding of how they act and where it stems from and how we can change. So I just really want to change the world one person at a time, because like I said, with my emotions, I was probably the worst one out there. So, you know.
And now that you say that, I recall that we have talked about this before the release of your book. We had a conversation about emotional intelligence.
Yes.
Being able to understand how to respond certain situations instead of just acting out at that moment.
Yes.
Because it can be just be a split second to where you either say or do the wrong thing.
Right.
To where it can impact you for a long time.
For a long time.
Being able to sit back, digest what happened, digest what somebody said.
Yes.
Or even to digest your situation at the time, because there are moments to where you feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on. And if you just sit back and you just try to, you know, just evaluate. It might not seem as bad, you know, it might be a bad situation, but, you know, you realize that there's things that you can overcome. So yeah, it goes a long way.
It goes a long way.
That's an important topic.
Yeah.
That you add into the book as well. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. And one of the things it's not in the book, but I developed some curriculum, and it's called the pause practice. And it's saying, like, when, you know, when things happen, pause, and it means pause action until a safe or stable emotion. So that's what pause stands for. So literally it's like, okay, let me take a time out. You know, we're going to have things that are in our face. Maybe we don't have time to think if somebody's, you know, ready to beat us up or something. You don't have time to pause or whatever. So that's different. But anytime you have a choice and you can pause, just pausing and taking a breath and really thinking, like you said, your life can change, good or bad, just like that, you know? So. Yeah. And it's all in our thinking, mind control.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, for sure. But no, that's awesome. Like I said, I am so happy. I'm so proud to hear that you have your book out. That is a big accomplishment.
It
so,
really is. Like, you know, the best thing I've ever done, I guess. Because I feel like I never finished. So I'm like, finally, you know, so it was huge.
And you have it out there. It's hard work, you know, writing something, you know, structure. And getting it released. So definitely hats off to you.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about your book and even the other books that you have.
Yeah.
You have more, you know, out there or, you know, ready to be printed. So yeah, keep us updated. Real quick, if somebody wants to buy your book, where can they find it?
It's on Amazon. So Kindle Books, I don't know if it's just the Amazon website, but Amazon Books. And you go under Lisa Christine, and then you'll see it there. And right now it's available for ebook, but I'm working on releasing it for the printed version. So hopefully any day now.
Woo, look at that. All right. Let me know. I will definitely get a copy as well.
Yes, please.
But I did add the link to the website. So if they go to renegadedynasty.com, click on books, scroll down, you'll see her book to purchase as well. But easiest enough, go to Amazon too. But yes, it's out there to purchase.
Thank you.
Awesome work. Yeah, for sure. And on top of that, you have other things going on. I know you have your business that you started,
Yeah.
and sort of a nonprofit. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I have Love Never Fails. That's my company. I do anger management, relapse prevention, educating in alcohol and drugs. And then I also do for, I support for families that are dealing with addicted family members. And so, because it's really hard, for people that are around that as well. So that's the
Yes.
Love Never Fails. And then my nonprofit is Peace in the Storm. So that I'm just trying to, again, just trying to show people how to respond, appropriately the way God would want you to respond in any storm. So anything we have going in our life, it's just teaching people how to deal with it and helping them through that process. And then I'm also with the nonprofit, I'm going to be volunteering at Warren Village, which is a transitional housing place for people that need housing or whatever. But I used to be a resident there, so I'm really excited to help them with their life skills classes. So they just welcomed me on board. So I'm going to start doing classes when they do the new schedule in September. So I'm excited about that.
Major,
Yeah.
major, major accomplishment. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. So yeah, a lot of community work I hear from you.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's always refreshing to see people that are willing to put themselves out there like that
Yeah.
and take care of. So no, that's I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah.
So one final question for you here. So let me see here. So what's one message you want to leave with the next generation about building a legacy and staying true to who you are?
I would say be who you are, unless you really have issues, you probably should get some help. But if you who you are is, a good person, but people just don't understand you, you're not causing problems, be who you are. Don't follow the crowd, because nowadays it's just so negative out here, and they really, we get sucked into people pleasing and being with the crowd, and just you can be guilty by association. So just really follow your own self. Don't follow somebody else, because they will lead you, down a bad path sometimes. So I would say just be true to yourself. Unless you're really bad, then get some help. But be true to yourself and follow yourself.
Big time. I definitely agree with that, and I think that's important to know that it's okay to seek help.
Yeah.
I mean, we all really know if things that we're doing is not, or the certain feelings that we have is something that we might need to seek
Yeah,
some
exactly.
assistance with. Yeah, it goes a long way. So I appreciate that for sure.
Yeah.
So yes, so thanks for sharing. Are there any final words that you wanted to share with us? Anything at all?
No, I just appreciate this opportunity. And well, I guess I do have final words. If anybody needs, to talk, like you need a session, don't, I won't even call it a session, but if you need to talk to somebody, I'm offering free services right now. So you can get in contact with me. If you just need to talk or need to sort out anything, I'm offering free services right now. So any small problem to a big problem, I'm a certified counselor, and I have like 20, 30 years experience. So, and I don't judge. So yeah.
What's up, kid? Is there do you have any social media pages or anything they could follow or a website?
Yeah, so I have just Facebook, Love Never Fails, and then also just Lisa Christine is my regular Facebook. So
Awesome.
yeah.
Awesome. I appreciate that. So yeah, thank you for sharing that with us, and I hope the audience enjoyed that as well. Definitely some good information, and we appreciate you sharing your journey.
Thank you.
And same to, yeah, for sure. And same to the audience as well. If you guys enjoyed it, leave a comment, reach out to her as well. Let her know, about the show. You can like, comment, share, subscribe, whatever you like. Just make sure that, you guys show a little bit of appreciation as well. But yeah. So, this is Legacy United. It's what it's all about, showing the journey from everybody, and definitely heard that story from Lisa Christine. So yeah, next time, just give us a holler, and Lisa Christine will be there as well. So this is Billy Wayne signing out for the day. Lisa Christine signing out, and you guys have a good one. We'll see you next time.